If you don't vote, don't complain. We love you, Montreal. Take good care of yourself until we see each other again. Have a good day.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Montreal is expected to open public consultations on a new waste reduction plan next month. CBC News is reporting every Montrealer will need to cut their waste by 10 kilograms per year to reach a zero waste goal by 2030. Other plans include a refurbished recycling plan and a reduction of single-use plastics. The Gonesidage hunger strike has continued for over 1 week. Al Harrington, an Ojibwe man from Shoal Lake 39, began his hunger strike on October 11th to pressure the federal government to impose a short-term moratorium on all development on Gonesidage traditional territory. Harrington addressed the public via Facebook Live on Thursday.
My health is good. I want to really stress that out, is that I'm really being taken care of here in the community. I'm going to continue on until the Creator helps us, guides us.
In world news, Mark Zuckerberg is coming under fire from Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter after the CEO referenced Dr. King in a landmark speech.
In times of social tension, our impulse is often to pull back on free expression because we want the progress that comes from free expression, but we don't want the tension. We saw this when Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his famous letter from a Birmingham jail where he was unconstitutionally jailed for protesting peacefully.
Zuckerberg gave the 30-minute address at Georgetown University on Thursday, defending free speech on Facebook. King's daughter, Bernice King, tweeted her reaction to the speech, writing, quote, "I'd like to help Facebook better understand the challenges MLK faced from disinformation campaigns launched by politicians. These campaigns created an atmosphere for his assassination." To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! He is in the house! DJ 610 is in the house! Caribbean Kalaloo is in the house!
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Kalaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie. We'll be right back. Oh yes, good afternoon, and welcome to the Caribbean Callaloo here on CJ. Hello, how you doing? Hello. Yeah, man. So, welcome, boy. Hope you had a lovely long weekend last week. Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was nice. Oh yes. A big day for the Caribbean islands, especially Grenada. Big day for Grenada. Yeah, man. It would be 36 years today since Grenada had the revolution. Remember Grenada Revolution? They had a name for it. What's the name again? I don't even remember. Tell you. It's gonna come to me just now. 514-848-7471. You wanna call me? Or you could send a text to that number also. So how you doing? Grenada, celebrating. Yes, we should have some Grenadians in the house today to talk about the revolution of Grenada. And if you know anything about that revolution, you can give me a call, 514-848-7471. I know Doggies was a part of that. Doggies was down there, he was a part of that. Hello. Yeah, man. So Grenada, we celebrate this weekend, especially today. Today is the day, 36 years today. Yeah, man, we're going to talk about a few other things. St. Vincent and the Grenadines are having a 40 years of independence. Yeah, man, since we got independence from Great Britain. 40 years on the 27th of this month, so we are celebrating big time. Oh yes. Yep, we're gonna find some people to talk to you about that and what we are doing right here in Montreal for that big celebration. And then we're in Toronto and Ottawa and it's all over North America. We're gonna be celebrating. Yeah. So we're going to start our program as we do all the time. We're going to start it off with a lady. Her name is Pat Ralph. And she was the daughter of Ralph. Okay, Pat Ralph. Remember the father and son? I didn't have my notes. I'm kind of rushing it. Anyway, we're gonna talk about that as soon as I pull them up. So Pat Ralph, we're gonna do her song called "Celebrating Life."
Often because sunny friends and life. So if I can't pay me rent, I need children I can't feed, to the Lord I will present, He help those who are in need. I still sunny friends and life. I still sunny friends and life. Cheer up from your stress and strife. Come let me tell you.
Yeah, man, this is Pat Ralph celebrating life. She's gone already. But I play that because her dad just passed away. Owen Ralph. Yeah, man. Look what happened in Grenada. Yeah, man. And Pat Ralph passed away about 3 years ago. And this is from one of her albums. Very, very, very talented family, Owen Ralph and Roy Ralph, who had passed away also. I have a sister right here in Montreal, Lenore Ralph, and I know she's gone home to get her dad's funeral. So Pat is celebrating life, although she's gone already. Yeah, man. Go out and celebrate life. Because you never know when your time has come. She passed away in her early, in her 30s. Pat Ralph. Yeah, man. Her brother Roy, he passed on in his 50s. And now his father is about close to 90. But they celebrated life. They did. They did celebrate life. All right. Rest in peace, Owen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Lana Simmons right here in Montreal.
Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the King? Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to meet
the King? Oh yes, are you ready to meet again? Boy, I don't know about me. I know I ain't ready yet.
Soon he's coming again. Get ready to meet.
Anytime he's coming, I go run.
Jesus said he will come like a thief in the night. No one know the meaning of the hour. So beware of how you live your life each day. The things you do and the things you say. Be the light God wants you to be. Love your friends and your enemies. We read your Bible and pray every day. Join with me and sing. Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the King? Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the King? He's the King of kings above all. We should be ready. When he appear in the fullness of his glory, to take his chosen children home. If you wanna be in that line, you gotta leave it behind. Throw a bad mind and let perpetual love shine. Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the King? Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the King? Mankind too much love for Facebook. On the selfies, everybody hook. Snapchat, send it back. WhatsApp your whole life on Twitter. On your knees, I beg you please to open the gate. He got the keys. The whole world, so go up. Revelation, showing brothers and sisters.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Lana Simmons right here in Montreal coming up with a big, 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 big show on the 28th of this month right down there in Ville LaSalle. A big gospel show. Are you ready? I don't know about a whole lot of you. A whole lot of us is not going to be ready. I hear Lana Simmons say he's coming like a thief in the night. And if a thief come in at night for me, I'm running. All right, you listen to Caribbean Catholic. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back with more to come.
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Catholic with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Miss Psych Rock Jazz Band Crumb live at L'Astral November 2nd with special guests Divino Nino and Shormi. Get your tickets now on Venko.ca.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
Oh yeah.
All right, you know in Trinidad we start celebrating already, eh? All over the Caribbean, I should say. Play a little taste of it as we go on. We're getting into the heart of the music just now. We're going to be telling you more about what's going on in the Caribbean.
All right. This one says me business, they say. I'm the adulting. You see your lamps on green. The spark of the grocery. Woman all. Men could win. They say that Christ didn't born on Christmas Day. They say that is a pagan holiday. I say no way. Cause when I see the love in the land,
boy, it's Christmas again.
Old man Jack stretching their hands,
boy, it's Christmas again.
It's the only time of the year,
boy, it's Christmas again.
Yeah, man, about 2 months before that big day.
The children getting up early to see what mommy and daddy have for them.
2 months and 6 days, to be exact.
They really say Christmas is for children. It is a joy to share this day with them and their little friends. Cause as you know, Christmas is a
Christmas again.
Jesus come only once a year.
Oy, it's Christmas again.
When the music starts, I have to be here.
Oy, it's Christmas again.
I must far run with that sun or rain.
Oy, it's Christmas again.
It's just the Spanish blood in the vein.
Oy, it's Christmas again.
Can't speak Spanish at all, but when the hammer
it's Christmas again. Yeah, man. Let me head down. I want soca. You remember this one? Alston Beckett Cyrus. You know, I gotta bring this in with this beautiful song. Yeah, man, Ginny Jefferson, the guys who blowing the saxophone in this big song for Alston Beckett Cyrus. He played in these the brass section in these big songs for Beckett. Like Ooh La La. Yeah, man, this song that playing right now. And I Love You, St. Vincent. St. Vincent, I Love You. Those were Beckett songs. And this guy who playing the brass section in here passed away this week. Oh, my friend, I know him very well. Jefferson. Gina Jefferson, my friend. All the best to you, my friend. Rest in peace. We still ain't going anywhere. We're going to enjoy what you left behind. Yeah, man. Beckett.
It's over in my head.
You remember Ooh La La? You remember Ooh La La? Yeah, man. St. Vincent, I love you.
You should see Elaine in the carnival parade. She going from band to band, jamming on every man after the last lap. Elaine don't want to stop. Now she start to whine, like fire in she spine. I want soca. Give me soca. Sweet soca.
Yeah, man, Vinci style. You know, Vinci, big. They coming up 40 years of independence for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You know how we're going to be big. Yeah, man. Going to be really big. Vinci Soca. I guess music that came out of the Caribbean, out of the 80s and the 90s. Big music out of St. Vincent. To now, they're still big. Oi, 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 oi. Just mentioned big people in the country who are gone on, who will leave us happy. Owen Ralph. Yeah, man. Funeral is going to be today in St. Vincent. Biggest, one of the biggest mass bands in St. Vincent. Longest playing mass bands. Yeah, man. Owen Ralph. Yeah, man, we got Master J in the house. Master J, how you doing? Yeah, man. Happy holidays. I'm sorry it was so short, but you know, when you gotta come back, you gotta come. Or you gotta come forward first. Oh, yo, yo, Soka. Alison Beckett Siren. So. You could come in anytime you want. Master J's in the house. Yeah, man. Bring it.
I tell some of them, come out my face, dog. Tell them it's only love we embrace, dog. Under all the love you get, it's that the ones who love to hate. And under all who keep it real, it's that the ones who love to fake. Yeah, it's love and it's. Some of them come out my face, dog. Tell them it's only love we embrace, dog. Under all the love you get, it's at the ones who love to hate. And under all who keep it real, it's at the ones who love to fake. Yeah, it's love and it's hate. I say, not everyone is your friend. Your friend. So be careful of the ones who don't want to see you.
Yeah, man, how you doing? Listen to CJLO Caribbean Callaloo. And we have a chef was in Montreal for A Taste of the Caribbean several times. Coming from what country you from again, my friend? Island, I should say.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
From the Virgin Islands.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
U.S. Virgin Islands. Mr. Theo Gums, how you doing? I know you wanted to stay in Montreal because this is the best place you ever visited. Isn't that true?
So that's top of my to do.
Yes.
This top of the travel chart. I mean, love Montreal, man. I mean,
yeah, man, I know.
It's a great food scene. You know, we had a lot of great events in Montreal, and us looking forward to be back up there.
Yep.
A cookbook campaign, you know, Sweet and Savory. Hashtag Sweet and Savory.
Yes. So you have a cookbook out, and you're gonna be you want to launch it in 2020. And you're doing a campaign right now. So tell us all about what you're doing.
Well, the cookbook campaign official launch was on Wednesday the 16th.
Okay.
At Marvin Artist Cafe in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. We done the launch at my flagship property where my clients were and the chef at there.
Mm-hmm.
We have events going on in North Carolina because we got a farm in North Carolina also.
All right.
And Atlanta, we got a next big event coming up, you know, my whole AGL following, and definitely New York.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal is a must stop because these are some of my top.
Yeah, man.
You know this, Rafi, when I hit the ground,
yes.
I hit my Atlanta, my Miami, New York, and I got to pop into Montreal.
You have to come to Montreal. Yeah, no doubt about that. Because let me tell you something, some of the best food I ever had at a Taste of the Caribbean is from Theo Gums.
You know this.
After the party, we had some good times too, eh?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. How about the after party, you know? That's what we do.
Yeah, man, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, so whoever is not on my social media is Chef Theo, T-H-E-O, Gums,
yep.
Which is G-U-M-B-S, five, the number five. So Chef Theo Gums, number five. Instagram, follow me, igg.me/AT/ChefTheoGums5 is the campaign.
Yep.
It's all on my social media. Follow us. The base of this campaign, Rafi, is with the campaign, it allows us to print a lot more paperback cover copies.
Yep.
So we can serve as many youth programs, underserved youth programs locally and abroad. And you know, when I come to Montreal, I always collaborate and do stuff with the St. Pius Culinary Institute.
Yes.
Collaborate with
other institutions and do things. I hope we can do the same thing for you when you come back again, because I know you got a lot of recipes in that book.
Oh, yes.
And, the younger people would have to learn some of these recipes that are coming out of the Caribbean. And even the older ones who doesn't know Theo Gums' recipe, I tell you, they are fantastic, they're tasty, and everything is really good about what Theo Gums present. Your presentation is perfect when it comes to food.
Appreciate that. But you know, I used to come up there, I would travel with the students from the Virgin Islands. Me, Chef Peter Idiot of Barbados, who are some of the only chefs who come from the Caribbean.
Yep.
We bring the students all the way to Montreal to take part of the festivities.
Yes, you did.
And to collaborate with the students up there. So,
yeah. Yeah, you did a wonderful job. All right, Theo. So you're gonna give me a call again, and you could call me all the time, and because people have to know about your campaign. When your campaign, you can't just stay.
Definitely.
You can't stay in the dark. You call me anytime, all the time.
Next week, when I call, the next time we're gonna do a giveaway. We're gonna do some cookbook giveaways.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
Organizations of choice. So go ahead and collect a couple of organizations. We're gonna do a couple cookbooks giveaway.
All right.
When I come up there, we'll collaborate with those same
organizations, yeah, man.
When we hit the ground, so definitely
nice. All right, guy.
My whole Montreal crew, you know, check me on the DM and look forward to seeing you guys and cooking up some Caribbean food. Hashtag sweet and savory. What grows around comes around.
I agree. Can't wait for it, man. Can't wait. All right.
All right, man. Keep in touch.
You too. All the best. Good.
Best.
That was Theo Gums, big chef in the Virgin Islands. Coming to Montreal to launch with his book launching. We're looking forward for him. Really, really good cook. CJLO, Caribbean Callaloo.
Tell them so. your profile. No spam, no bad database, baby. Blessana, alluring. A full of light, never boring. Flawless to the flooring. Baby, you give me a new meaning to life. To life. And baby girl, you're the best part out of my life. And I don't want you to change your moves. Hey, they got nothing on you. Cause you got nothing to prove.
Oh yes, brand new out of Trinidad, Nadia Batson, 2020. I come in Trinidad this year, Nadia. I come in down there. I go party with you. Don't worry. I go put a kiss right there, wherever I want. I want it right there. Be kissing you right there, baby. Yeah, yeah, man. Special request, just one going out. I'm kissing you right there, baby. Oh yes, put a kiss on me right there, wherever you want it. Nadia Batson, brand new. Oh boy.
Settlement, oh Lord, let me out the doghouse. Girl, I promise. Kiss on me, go make up, yeah, yeah. Cause I've been missing you, and I know you miss me too. So all I ask is one thing, God. Don't let the sun go down on this argument.
Lil Rave, Let Me Out of the Doghouse. That's just brand new one for 2020. Trinidad, put your hands in the air, because I'm right now I'm in the doghouse. I want to come out. Let Me Out of the Doghouse, please. Yeah, you have me in the doghouse, you know that. All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO.
Good afternoon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good, I'm doing good. And you?
All right, I am fantastic.
You're fantastic.
Yeah, man. It's, we have 2 months, 6 days before before Christmas.
Yeah. Oh.
And we have about a week and a half or so before St. Vincent and the Grenadines independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to celebrate. I've been celebrating.
So that means you come into the big gala in Ottawa to do your celebration.
Hopefully I'm going to be there. I have something to do that afternoon.
Okay.
And when I'm finished, I'm going to try to get up there. Hopefully, I want to get up there because I know you guys put on a really gala show.
Yes. And it's going to be the event that you do not
want to miss. Yes, I know that from seeing all the ads. Wow. Yes.
Right. So we have a big package.
So tell everybody, you're calling from Ottawa. Introduce yourself and tell them what you don't want them to miss.
All right, well, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. So this is Maxine Grant, president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Ottawa Association, and I'm here to let you know about our upcoming gala, Independence Gala. We're celebrating our 40th year of independence.
Yeah, man.
Also the 40th anniversary of the association. So double celebration for us.
Yeah, guess what?
Yes.
I played for the first independent dance in Ottawa.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And at that time, it was with a band.
Ah.
We had a band called Rhythm and Brass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. We played for that. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep, and then after I became a DJ, we started the DJ thing over there. So, we started.
So it's fitting that you come to celebrate and see transition from when
it's
now.
Oh, yes, I know. I know you guys have been elevating a lot over the years, and I know it's always been good.
Thank you. So it's all taking place at the Marriott Hotel in Ottawa. It's at 100 Kent Street.
Mm-hmm.
We have a variety of activities. So we have a cultural package where we're going to have steel drums playing. We're going to have fashion. We're going to have poetry, dancing. And that's all during our cocktail reception time. Of course, we're going to have some in the formal proceedings as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a live auction. So we have someone is going to do a live painting of a piece of artwork in St. Vincent, and someone is going to get the opportunity to win that.
Wow. So you're going to have someone painting something.
That's right.
Of St. Vincent, about St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and you can win that, someone could win that right there.
Right there.
All right. Yeah. That sounds so good. Very well organized and nice.
It's the first. It's the first ever of that.
Yeah.
And so it's gonna be a really good experience. You're just gonna watch the beginning to the end.
Okay.
Painting. So it's gonna be an amazing evening.
Good. Sounds good.
We have Julian McIntosh and the Caribbean Thunderbolts gonna come up for us.
Yep.
And we have out of the UK, we have DJ Iceberg. He's gonna come.
Yeah.
Gonna be a guest DJ for us as well. So the evening is shaping up to be a very interesting, entertaining event.
Yep.
I mean, that you do not want to miss.
It sounds so well. It sounds so good. It sounds so good. So what time does it start?
So the reception starts at 6:30. So from 6:30 to 7:30, it's the cocktail reception.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's the formal proceeding. And then dance, we're hoping to get started at 9:30.
Yeah, okay. Good, good, good.
All that, dance, all that entertainment, food, wine, everything, it's only $80.
Wow.
For the entire night. I really don't want to promote the dance, but if you just want to come for the dance, it's $25.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I know everybody is going to come out to celebrate 40 years of independence, you know. And if it's anything, you have to excuse me if I could only be there for the dance, but I want to be there.
As long as I see you at some course of the time to celebrate with us, I'll be happy.
I'm gonna do my best.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, thank you so very much.
All right. So you could give us a call again next week and make sure everybody hear about this. You know, it's not a problem. Call me anytime, all the time, every time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear.
Have a good one.
Yeah, man, that was a lady out of Ottawa, president of the St. Vincent Grenadines Association up there, having a big, 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 big evening in Ottawa for our 40th anniversary of independence. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. We're going to be back after these messages.
Located at the heart of both campuses, the Hive Cafe strives to be a model food system at Concordia University that provides food through sustainable practices and empowers the student community. Get a lifetime membership for $10 and receive a 10% discount off every purchase. For more information, visit hivecafe.ca.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Callaloo with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
All right. How you doing this afternoon? Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. We're here. Okay, 1 second. Let me get you on air.
You heard from the Consul General already?
No, I didn't. I tried to call him also. I didn't hear him. He didn't respond at all.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He didn't respond. I called his phone and I didn't get him. He didn't answer a text. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I just got confirmation that Seth Mackey is coming.
Seth Mackey. All right.
Independent.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with me right now, we're celebrating 40 years of independence of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And now, this is the president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Mr. Alfred. We know him as Jack Bear. So, how you doing, and tell us all the nice plans you have for us, because we just heard about from Ottawa. Ottawa called in a minute ago.
Right.
And they tell us, boy, they have something fantastic going on up there. Wow. So let's hear what Montreal have to offer for our 40th anniversary of independence.
Well, right now, we just about 5 minutes ago got confirmation that the Honorable Cecil Mackey, Minister of Tourism and Culture, would be coming to celebrate the independence with us on November 2nd. All right. We have the caterer is Best Bite.
Oh, yeah.
And we have the entertainers. We have Leno Ralph,
yes.
Israel Dial.
I just give her my condolences because her father passed away.
Right.
And I think she's in St. Vincent right now for his funeral.
Right.
And his name is Owen Ralph. He, as you know, I'm sorry to cut you in there, but we were talking about Ralph. Owen Ralph had and Roy had one of the biggest mass bands in St. Vincent for a long time.
That's right.
And his daughter, Pat, is a big singer. I played a song there to start the program. And Pat Ralph passed away about two or three years ago, too.
Right, so, right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you know, okay, so go, Lino, she lives in Montreal, and she's is a great singer, and I'm glad she's going to be attending the banquet, and you're going to be entertaining us there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So get your tickets early. And the tickets are $80, $40 if you're coming for the dance alone.
Alone, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that song is good. So, I cut in there. Well, who are the entertainers you have? There's you have anybody? Who's the DJs and all that?
Oh, the DJs, New Concept Crew.
Okay,
it's Ricardo, Nicholas, and Azim, or whatever his name is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. St. Vincent is going to be nice. We're going to be celebrating 40 years. So we have tell us again what's going to be going on right over there at I don't have the thing in front of me. Go ahead and tell them where it is and what all are we going to be expecting.
Right, we are celebrating 40 years of independence for the resumption of independence of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and also celebrating 54 years uninterrupted.
Oh, yes.
To the community in Montreal of the association.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having both celebrations together.
Good.
We will be at Town of Mount Royal, Schofield Hall, 90 Roosevelt Avenue.
Yep.
And I know the 165 bus passes there for the benefit of those traveling by bus.
Yeah. Well, everybody going to be dressed up so nice, they might take Uber instead.
Well, they might take taxi. Right?
Taxi or Uber. yes. You know, going back and talking, how many years does the association is in existence? 54 years. I want to tell you something right now. That's the longest St. Vincent and the Grenadines Association, or the first St. Vincent and the Grenadines Association in North America.
That's right.
Yep. Not even New York has that.
That's right.
So we are the first Vincentian Association right here in Montreal, in North America.
Right.
Yeah, man. And celebrating 54 years. Yeah, man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's what we have to offer.
Yep.
So come out in your numbers.
Yeah, man. St. Vincent sweet, St. Vincent nice, and we're going to be having something very sweet and very nice for you. So we'll come out and celebrate 40 years. Boy, that would be nice. Yeah, man. Listen to this one.
Sweet and nice. Vincent sweet.
You hear that? You hear that? All you better come out because we sweet and we nice. All right. Take it easy, Mr.
Okay.
President. All right. So we. Okay. Yeah, man, Vincey's so sweet. Anytime you get a Vincey, you must get diabetes. We're too sweet. Of independent coming up, and that's gonna be right here in Montreal, November 5th. I think it is, yes, yeah, sweet and nice. We have Ottawa the week before.